But the fact of the matter is, in life, you can't have success without some suffering, because otherwise it wouldn't really feel like success.
Welcome to Awaken Greatness, the essential podcast for dreamers, action takers, people who want to reach your full potential, and business owners that want their company to reach the next level. Each episode is a treasure trove of resources and tools that will explore the latest trends, actionable strategies, and the mindset shifts necessary to turn your dreams and aspirations into reality. Brought to you by the Dream Leaders Institute and hosted by Dr. Cliff Fisher. Tune in, turn up your dreams, and let's awaken the greatness within you.
All right, tribe. Welcome to Awaken Greatness with Dr. Cliff Fisher and Jonathan Dunn, brought to you by Dream Leader Institute, where we awaken greatness and give you the tools to find and create your greatest self and raise the consciousness of the planet. All right, John D. So it's time to write your story in bold and daring strokes, beginning with a blank canvas that knows no limits or boundaries, only possibilities. Open up a new chapter. It all starts with you, author unknown. So I know we're talking about write your next chapter, John D. So I know you've done this, you created this. I would love to hear the inspiration, what you've seen since you've created and developed this, but this has been absolutely one of my favorite drills I've done with my family, my teams. John D.
Man, thank you for having me. And everyone listening, this is my Mount Everest of topics. It's the biggest one. It's my favorite one. And there's a lot of directions I could go, but I just want to start with a quote by Albert Einstein. If you can't imagine it, you'll never achieve it. Once again, if you can't imagine it, you'll never achieve it. And so many people, they love reading great books, and I'm all for reading great books. But what if the great book you were reading was the book of your own life? What if the great book you were reading was the book of your life? We go back to that opening quote, because none of us are getting any younger. The clock is ticking. The sands of time are shifting. It's time to write your story in bold and daring strokes, beginning with a blank canvas that knows no limits, no boundaries, only possibilities. Open up a new chapter. It all starts with you. And now that you're listening to this podcast, you're in. And today is about you writing the next chapter of your life. And really the key parts. If I had no limiting beliefs and I had no imaginary boundaries, what would my life look like? And one more time on the opening quote, if you can't imagine it, you're never going to achieve it. So what we're going to do before you write your next chapter, I want to ask you a few questions. At Dream Leader Institute, we really love the philosophy of Genshai. You never talk to, you never treat, you never touch someone in a manner that would make them feel small. And everybody hears that philosophy and they go, I'm in. And then Dr. Cliff, we kind of go back over that philosophy, as you know, in the Dream Team program 6 months later. And what has everyone realized at that point about Genshai?
Usually it's like, it's the foundation of everything. Like at first it's a simple idea, but then once you start running it and playing it, it's truly the foundation for everything.
And 6 months in, who have people realized it's hardest to be Genshai with?
Themselves, every time.
Themselves, every single time. And that's why in that culture-based program that we created for a bunch of businesses, we re-loop through the ideas again because they land differently the second go-around. And first time, it's like, I'm going to be Genshai to everybody. And then we re-watch the video in month 7, and I say, who do you struggle with being Genshai with? And every time they get it, it's ourselves. So the first question is this. If you were the greatest version of yourself, you wouldn't be playing small. So what areas of your life are you still playing small in? Take a couple minutes and just jot that down. Where in my life am I still playing small? Because if you didn't know it, you're capable of accomplishing anything. And by the way, some stats to back up that people do play small. Get a load of this one. 99% of the world believes they are not capable of being great. 99%. That's where the expression, it's lonely at the top, came from. Because the 1% who gets to the top, it's lonely. Because 99% believe they're not capable of being great. So they stay in a very small place where coincidentally, there's far more competition. So where do you still play small in life? And then we go to the second question. And once again, these questions are really just for you to chew on. What in your life is left undone? What in your life has been left undone? There will be a correlation there, by the way, between where you play small and what is left undone. And then the third and final question. At DLI, we really, really, really love the word passion. But to quote Kevin Hall, author of the book Aspire, passion is the most misunderstood word in all of the English language. People generally think of passion as what happens between the sheets with their loved one. But as fate would have it, that's not suffering. At least I hope it's not.
So many places to go with that one, John G.
But passion is rooted in the passion of the Christ. And what is the passion of the Christ? That was Christ's willingness to suffer for what he loved, which as fate would have it, is you and me. So passion actually means being willing to suffer for what you love. So the final question is, what have you been unwilling to suffer for? What have you been unwilling to suffer for? And by the way, a very common answer here. If you took 100 people and asked them what their priorities are, 100% are going to say my health. Okay? 100% are going to say my health is one of my top priorities in life. And I'm sure if you looked around the world for 5 minutes, you'd be hard-pressed to find 100 people who take their health that seriously. And the fact of the matter is, people are unwilling to suffer to have that healthiest body they could have because they love the dopamine hits of all the unhealthy items that lead to the waist being bigger than the hips. And by the way, if your waist is bigger than your hips, it means you're 60% more likely to have a heart attack. But people are unwilling to suffer to truly be healthy. And they think suffering, it's such a horrible word, but it's not. Suffering, self-discipline, all interconnected. And that's actually what sets you free to fly. So, 3 questions. How do you still play small in life? What is left undone? And what have I been unwilling to suffer for? So you take a couple minutes and you go, what would my life look like if I never played small again? What would my life look like if all of these undone things were completed because I was willing to go through some level of suffering to get them done because they were loving and they were worth suffering for? Imagine what your life would look like if you answered all 3 of those questions. And then what we want you to do is pull out a sheet of paper and don't be ashamed. Don't think it's silly. Don't think it's goofy. Don't think they'd laugh at me. Because those are all limiting beliefs, by the way. And write out your next chapter. Now, that really is as much guidance as you're going to get at this point. We're going to put a bow on this drill in the next episode. But I'm going to read you mine as an example. But before we do that, Dr. Cliff, is there anything that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things as you're doing this drill, like we think all these aspirational thoughts for our kids, but sometimes we don't think those aspirational thoughts for ourselves. And I loved what you said as you're sitting down and writing these things. This is for you. This is for nobody else. If you want to share it with your spouse or partner, you can. But honestly, like when you first start writing this, just write it for yourself. Don't write it for anybody else. Don't write it for the world to see. That's not what this document's meant to be. This is meant to be like what success looks like for you. What does your next chapter look like? It's an internal facing document, not an external facing document.
Okay. Although, if you do happen to be a leader listening to this call,
yep,
you really ought to have us come out and do this drill with your people because, as I said to my own group of teammates, probably 2 months ago, I said, I have no interest in getting to my next chapter if you're not getting to your next chapter. And people are constantly wondering what they're meant to lead about. And here it is. You take the time to generally care about what your team's next chapter looks like. And daily, you help one another turn the page on getting to the next chapter. And in addition, Simon Sinek had this little famous TED talk called The Golden Circles Talk, or It All Begins With Why.
Yep.
And I agree with Simon, and I love that guy. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it's true, but it's very watered down. If you really want to have a team of people who are on fire, I would venture to say it all begins with reading your next chapter every day and saying, it's worth getting to this because that next chapter why is so damn big, your people will run through flaming hoops of whys. So for me, I have no interest in leading people if it's not foundationally based on helping them get to their next chapter. And then Dr. Cliff also said something very interesting. And this is a point we'll revisit next week. But if you're a parent out there, I hope you're a parent who says to your kids, go after your dreams. Go after being successful. You can do it. However, what's even more powerful is when they see you doing it. Because we're far too interested in society with what comes out of the old pie hole, also known as our mouth. And to quote the late, great Zig Ziglar, your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. Your children will realize you are a human being just like them. And if they see you going after it, they will inherently understand they have what it takes to go after theirs. But if they don't see you going after it, the odds are you're more than likely passing down the non-virtue virtue of hypocrisy, which is what countless people do. But if your kids see you going after it, you better believe they're going to believe they can go after it too. And what's even more fun is when you do it together, because family is the dream together. They stay together. But here's mine. This is just for an example of artistic expression and to maybe give you a little bit of a head start. My wife and I have been doing this since 2017. It keeps us very unified, as well as another benefit. We do it in 5-year blocks, and then we try to unify and get it done within a year, and then all that happens is we fail forward. Here it goes. The year is 2029, and Jonathan Dunn, a founder of the Dream Leader Institute, is sailing the seven seas with his wife Jennifer, his children Kaylee and Gunner, along with their Shih Tzu Max. The days are filled with so much love, smiles that are so big they hurt, and encouragement that is only rivaled in heaven itself. Why? The Dunns, along with Jesus and a very dedicated team, fulfilled their destinies, not as leaders, but as angels who raise the consciousness and awareness of the planet. At noon, he steps into the salon of the ship. The song, The Time of My Life, from the hit 80s movie Dirty Dancing is playing. He is stepping in to eat his legendary egg sandwiches along with his team. Hello, Dr. Cliff, Nader, Arnie, Tim, and Gunter. They're all smiling so big it seems surreal. But then they hug and remember. They all sacrificed so it could be this way. They ended the way business is done in the world. They're fueling up to pour into their team who are changing the world daily. The night is spent drinking hot chocolate under the moonlight before going inside. This is a private part between my wife and I, so we'll just leave it at that. But they are more in love than they've ever been and are committed to growing their love daily. Watching the sunrise the next morning, over coffee first with his wife and kids, and then the team reflecting over how this mustard seed business turned into a world changer kicks off another beautiful day. They did indeed bring heaven to earth. Well done, my loyal and faithful servants, is heard echoing in the distance. After leaving the ship, they love their life in Jupiter, where Jonathan and Jennifer walk to the coffee shop each morning, holding hands and smiling. The end. And that is the next chapter of my life. The other beautiful part about that is one of the greatest talents in life you will ever learn is how to say no. But people who are people pleaser are constantly wondering, how do I say no? Well, it's easy. Once you've written your next chapter, it's pretty damn big and beautiful and bold, and you want to get to that more than anything else. And therefore, anything that doesn't get you there, it politely gets a no. But that next chapter will be the result of me not playing small in my life any longer, which, by the way, barely happens. It will be the result of leaving nothing undone. And yeah, it's going to be tough. But I've already seen elements of it come true. Dr. Cliff had one of my egg sandwiches a couple months ago. It really is the world's best egg sandwich, by the way. Some people might be saying, how can an egg sandwich be that good? But it really is. And plus, a lot of love goes into it. But the point of the matter is, yeah, I'm going to have to suffer a little bit to go through there. But the fact of the matter is, in life, you can't have success without some suffering, because otherwise it wouldn't really feel like success. So your assignment before the next podcast is write your next chapter. And then we're going to go through the worksheet next time and show you how to refine it and tighten it up. And we'll go from there. But people often wonder, you know, what do you do at the Dream Leader Institute? Pretty simple. We help people write big, bold, beautiful stories. And then we walk with them along the journey till they've crossed the old finish line. That's it in a nutshell.
All right. So on the next chapter, so I just want to make a couple of clarifying points. Write it as if nobody's going to read it. But once you write it, you're going to want to share it with everybody, because yes, it's going to be so beautiful. So, but I think so many people, like when they start writing it, it's like, oh, what are they going to think if I write this? Or what are they going to think if I write this? So just write it as if nobody is. And then I'm 100% agree with Jonathan. Like, share it with your team, share it with those people in your lives, because one, you'll inspire them. Two, they'll hold you accountable. It'll create a different accountability loop for you. And back to what Jonathan was saying, you know, we can tell our kids to do whatever we want, but they're going to, at the end of the day, do what we do. So
that's right.
So chase after your dreams, make the sacrifice, you know, suffer for your dreams, because at the end of the day, it'll be way worth it. You know, a lot of times I'm doing my workouts, I'm like, man, I don't love this right now, but man, when I am done, I am so, so happy. And that's, you know, one of these things too. Like, once you suffer for that, because time's going to go by no matter what. And so you get to write the story. So often we give the pen to somebody else, or we think somebody else has the pen, but you have the pen for your life. Anything else, John D?
No, that's literally it. Yes, you don't get much guidance, but that's it. Just write it and go big.
Awesome. All right, you guys. So next week we will dive in and talk about how to refine this. So I'm super excited for that. And so have a great week, Tribe. And John D, thanks for your genius and your intention. Later,
Thank
brother.
Thank you for being you.
Thank you, dreamers, action takers, people and business owners reaching your potential, for joining us on this journey to awaken greatness. We hope today's episode has sparked new ideas, ignited your passion, and brought you a step closer to realizing your dreams. If you're inspired to take action and eager to learn more, visit the Dream Leader Institute's website, dreamleaderinstitute.com. There, you'll discover a wealth of resources and tools tailored to help you and your business reach its potential. Already making strides and looking for additional guidance? Dr. Cliff Fisher and our team at Dream Leader Institute are ready to assist you in navigating the path to success. Stay connected with us for more insights and strategies. And remember, your greatness is waiting to be unleashed. Let's continue to dream audaciously, take action boldly, and transform dreams into reality. Until next time, awaken your greatness.